getting closer to the Olympic Games here coming up in the summer, and that's why we're thrilled to have Shannon Miller with us. She is one of the greatest gymnasts of all time, male or female, of course, part of the Magnificent Seven at the Atlanta Olympics, gold medal winners, and of course, individual on the balance beam as well, amongst a lot of other medals that she has won. She's here to talk about her relationship with Hershey's that has a two-year partnership with USA Gymnastics. And Shannon, I guess the way you can look at it is, if you have a Hershey bar, it gives you a little sugar rush. It could help you out there, right?
I don't know about that. I'm not getting in a leotard anytime soon, so I get to just enjoy. But no, I'm really excited about the Hershey's campaign and being a part of it. It's kind of combining two of my favorite things, chocolate and gymnastics. And it's nice because I have a long history, with Hershey's chocolate. My mother is a bit of a chocoholic. She really helped create many of those memories. And I think that's what we hope to do, is really help people create those memories of their own. Everyone knows where they were during the 1996 Olympics when we won gold for the first time. I always love hearing those stories from people. I was at home, and we were all around the living room, and we were watching and cheering. Or, oh, I was out, and I was with my daughter, and it was our date night, and so we watched gymnastics and all this thing. So I hope that it's a way to help create those memories.
I've always been fascinated with women's gymnastics, and you know, the men, I understand that what they do I could never do on the rings and the other things they do. But for me, when you look at how much you guys weigh and you're anywhere from, like, you know, 4'10" to 5'2", that just the amount of courage and confidence is astounding. And I think about, you know, your gold medal event, the beam. How long did it take you just to be able to stand on that thing? I guess you got to start when you're like 2 years old, right?
Well, I started when I was 5. You have a lot smaller feet when you start, so it doesn't seem as daunting at first. So you kind of grow into it. But yeah, it really is incredible. And I think at this point in my life, I look back and I have two small children myself. Both of them do gymnastics as one of their activities. And look at them and what they're doing. And I think, how did my mother do this? How was she able to not come unglued every time I, you know, flipped toward my head? And I think it really is. These athletes have such amazing courage and just are absolutely fearless, but they work so hard. And oftentimes I think we think of them as young girls, but they are true athletes in every sense of the word.
No doubt.
I'm excited for Rio's.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And some years ago, I had in studio here, I had Bella Caroli and Amanda Borden, and it was great to meet with them. And I had a friend in England, and she sent her daughter, who was a regional champion at 9 years old, to go to Houston to train with Caroli. And I know you went to Moscow right around the same age. What was it about that Eastern European experience, and how much of a culture clash was it for you?
Well, I think for me, it was a turning point in my gymnastics career. I was not competitive. I had the wonderful opportunity to go to Moscow when I was about 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't for a competition. I wasn't competing. I was at a recreational program. But it was one of the first times, if not the first time, that the U.S. athletes were allowed into the Soviet facilities and mm-hmm. the gyms and to see how they trained and what they did. And what struck me most was they were so similar to me. They worked hard and they loved gymnastics and they enjoyed learning new skills. What I did take home was they worked really, really hard, and there was no magic bullet. There was no magic pill. It was hard work. And when I came home to Oklahoma, I decided I wanted to work that hard. And we talked to my coach, and I started on a competitive team, and kind of the rest is history. But it was a great experience for me because it kind of pulled back the curtain and let me see what this gymnastics thing was all about.
Rick Tittle with Shannon Miller talking about U.S. gymnastics. Of course, he's here representing Hershey's. You know, it's funny because, you know, athletes are never politicians, and yet with Moscow 80, L.A. 84, some boycotts were in there. So I'm thinking, when you went over to Moscow, that was before the wall came down. And was there anything you saw from your expectations? Because we were always sort of thought, oh, the Soviets are these, you know, passionless robots, which is anything from the truth, and they thought we Westerners were all wild drug addicts. I mean, I know you were a kid, but what was it like just realizing, hey, these are just young girls just like me that really love this and love working hard?
Well, I think that's really what I took away from it. Of course, I was 7 years old, so there wasn't a lot I really knew about as far as the political landscape or anything like that. What I knew was I was going over there. It was a foreign land. It was my first time not just outside of the United States, but it was my first time outside of Oklahoma. Mm. So for me, it was just incredible. I remember going to bed, and it's bright sunlight, and those were the things that you remember as a seven-year-old. Mm-hmm. I remember the dance training, and wow, okay, so they actually do ballet in addition to gymnastics. Is that something that's important that I need to do? So those were the things that I took away, along with the bows in their hair that were so pretty. And I think that's maybe where my love of scrunchies came. But I think I also saw a different body type. In this country, it was, the Mary Lou, really strong. You look at your legs, and it's amazing the strength she had. And I wasn't built that way. I was a skinny kid, kind of scrawny. And I was able to see that more than one body type could be very successful in the sport. And so I think that was a good thing as well, because I didn't watch much gymnastics on TV, of course, at 7 years old. So for me to just get to see other gymnasts and a broader spectrum of gymnasts and see what they're doing and what level they're doing it at was really good for me.
Very good. A couple more questions for Shannon Miller, one of the most successful gymnasts of all time. In fact, the most successful American athlete at the Barcelona Games by medal count. You know, we got the trials coming up. I know you're at the Pacific Rim Games. We have the trials coming up here at the Shark Tank in San Jose this summer. And I'm always scared by the trials because I feel like one bad day. I mean, I think about the Dan Johnson thing and the decathlon. I kind of feel like our American champions have nothing to prove, and one slip and they're sending somebody subpar, but that's just the way it works. What's it like for you when your nerves, when you go to the trials, you know you're the best, but you know that one slip and you're watching it on TV?
Well, you know, what's great about kind of where we are at now, and really when I competed, it was a mixture of two competitions, some of your score from championships, which is the national championships, and some of your score from Olympic trials. Mm. Mine ended up being 100% because I didn't compete in one of those events due to injury. So it was a lot of pressure. It was kind of a one-shot deal. Don't get sick that day. Nowadays, they've actually changed the process for gymnastics, and it really is much more of a lengthy process. It really is not about one day at Olympic trials. There is an entire process that goes into it, and Olympic trials has a lot to do with it, but it's not everything. They look at how you have been doing at the monthly clinics, the monthly camps that they hold in Houston. How are you doing at previous competitions? What experience do you have? Well, she just had the flu that day. They take that into consideration. And that's kind of how gymnastics has become, because the team is not necessarily the top five gymnasts. It could be a mixture of those that are good on two events, and, well, this one's good on another two events, so they make up kind of a whole really good score. So it gets a little bit complicated, but trials is important, but luckily it's not absolutely everything on that one day.
Very good. I'm glad it is that way. And just one more question for you. I remember in the Beijing Olympics, it was the Chinese were accused of maybe using underage girls, and you would think, well, why would that be beneficial? And you think, well, as you mature, your bone and sinews and tendons, you become maybe not as flexible. What was your take on all that? And what do you think about using, using girls that are underage, Shannon?
Well, I think I've been fairly open about, I would hope that one day they would do away with that rule. You don't have an age limit for a maximum. I don't think you should have a minimum age limit as well. If you're good enough to compete, go ahead and compete. I think the idea that you're going to affect the health of the athlete doesn't hold much water, because the athlete's still going to stay in for another 4 years to try to make the next Olympic team. So my feeling is let's eventually change the rule. But if the rules are the rules now, let's all play by the rules. So I think we all got to play by the rules, but eventually I hope that they will do away with the minimum age limit.
Very interesting. Okay, you're here to talk about Hershey's, and I know the campaign is Hello Happy, Hello Hershey's. What's that all about, Shannon?
That's right. Well, you know, it is. It's about creating those memories, and I love working with Hershey's because they have such a history and such an iconic brand, but they have a history when you think about, you know, the campfire and s'mores, and for me, one of my favorites, my mother actually keeps Hershey's Kisses in a small refrigerator in a room next to her so that she can't have two of them every single night. And that's just her thing. And mm-hmm. I've kind of now taken that over as well. But it's creating those memories where you can bond as a family, bond as friends or coworkers around something that's not just about food or a treat, but it's about the broader emotion that goes behind that. And I think that's why it's a good fit with Team USA for the Olympics as well as USA Gymnastics, because it's about creating those memories that you can take with you for a lifetime.
That's Shannon Miller, the pride of the Sooner State and the United States of America, one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. And listen, Shannon, I've always been a fan of yours. It's great to finally talk to you, and enjoy the trials, the Pacific Rim Games, and obviously Rio as well. And hopefully down the line we'll get to catch up again.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Thank you.